We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Man injured in house explosion near Rose Hill. We've got the story.
Motorcycle rider killed near Hayesville. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. A member of the Wichita School Board resigned Monday night.
Wichita police confirmed the identity of the child found encased in concrete. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Dealing with limited electricity and gas in Florida. I'm Alex Stone, ABC News in Tampa. The latest coming up.
Apple fans anxiously awaiting the expected reveal of the company's latest iPhone. I'm ABC's Mark Remillard with a look at the changes we might see coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Our forecast hasn't changed much over the last few weeks, but finally we see a chance of rain. When could that happen? We'll tell you more in a minute.
Authorities in Butler County are investigating following a house explosion northeast of Rose Hill Monday afternoon in the 13,000 block of Southwest 155th Street. Emergency crews found a 67-year-old man with burn injuries outside the home with a neighbor. He was hospitalized in critical condition. Butler County Emergency Management Coordinator Jim Schmidt says they're working to determine a cause of that explosion.
Our investigators are going to have to talk to the family. They're going to be able to look at this, look at what we've got left. We have a very seasoned investigator that's working this, has been in the county for almost 40 years. So no doubt we'll be able to determine what happened here.
The victim is being treated in the burn unit at Via Christi St. Francis Hospital in Wichita.
A member of the Wichita School Board resigned at last night's Board of Education meeting.
Board member Jeff Davis resigned Monday night, citing a recent move out of the district as his reason for leaving.
Mr. Rohde, I hereby tender my resignation as board member for District 4 from USD 259, effective immediately.
Davis, who represents District 4, was first elected to the board in 2007. He still has about 2 years remaining in his current term. Plans to find a replacement for Davis by remaining board members is expected soon, as special meetings on September 29th and October 2nd are scheduled to interview potential candidates. In his final statement, Davis spoke fondly of his time on the board.
I'd just like to say that I've been on the board just a little over 10 years. It's been a wonderful ride.
Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A man on a motorcycle has died southeast of Hayesville. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Lieutenant Lynn Denning says the accident site was noticed late Monday morning at 79th Street south of Hillside.
A bicyclist riding along this curve here noticed a motorcycle on the ditch, or in the ditch. He looked in the ditch and found a motorcycle laying on top of the individual that we can assume is the rider of that motorcycle.
Paramedics determined the man was dead at the scene. Investigators found no sign of a collision. They believe the man on the motorcycle was not able to handle the curve from northbound Hillside to 79th Street South. The victim was not wearing a helmet. Investigators believe the accident happened sometime Monday morning.
Police say DNA results have positively identified the Kansas boy discovered earlier this month encased in concrete.
Wichita police said in a news release Monday that the Sedgwick County Forensic Science Center determined the remains are those of 3-year-old Evan Brewer, grandson of former Wichita Mayor Carl Brewer. Police discovered his body September 2nd inside of a Wichita home where his mother, Miranda Miller, and her boyfriend, Stephen Bodine, had lived. Miller is charged with aggravated interference with parental custody, while Bodine is charged with aggravated assault. No charges have been filed yet in the boy's death. The landlord, clearing out the property, alerted police to a suspicious concrete structure emitting an odor. The boy's father, Carlo Brewer, had earlier contacted state officials and police about his son's welfare. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita City Council will hold a special meeting tonight. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
We're going to have another evening council meeting to talk about Century 2 in the Convention Center. So we're going to hear the report. So we want people to come out. We're not going to decide the fate of Century 2, but we're going to hear some information and might look at some new and different revenue streams.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Millions of people in Florida still have no power after Hurricane Irma.
One major problem throughout Florida continues to be the lack of power. Families like Colette Copeland and her children feeling the boredom of no modern conveniences.
Right. Frustrating, because when you have three children, all they want to do is do their gaming, and unfortunately we don't have a generator.
In some cases, being without electricity for days can also be life-threatening for those who need to plug in medical equipment. The hotels in town housing evacuees are dark. People using flashlights at night waiting for the power to come back on. Alex Stone, ABC News, Tampa.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the North Korean regime has demonstrated it will not act on its own to end its nuclear weapons program. Yesterday, the U.N. Security Council voted unanimously to impose more sanctions on Pyongyang, capping North Korean oil imports and banning textile imports from Pyongyang.
When these new stronger sanctions are added to those passed last month, over 90% of North Korea's publicly reported exports are now fully banned.
KNSS News Time now, 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock. Wrapping up the opening week in the National Football League, a couple of Monday night football games last night, and how did the Kansas City Royals do chasing a playoff spot? We'll talk about it coming up in sports.
Anxiously awaiting Apple's new iPhone, that story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Late Sunday night, police were called to a volatile situation in West Wichita near 107th Street West in Pawnee. A man living on West Blake told police his 17-year-old son had sent suicidal statements to a friend. The dad and another son tried to help, but the 17-year-old suffering from mental illness chased them armed with a knife.
The officers went to the residence and began to speak with the 17-year-old on the phone and spoke to him for almost 2 hours. At that point, the 17-year-old was able to be taken into custody without incident and transported to an area hospital for mental health treatment. The officers did a great job in this situation, utilizing time and distance and working to help this 17-year-old receive treatment that he needs.
Police officer Charlie Davidson says this is Suicide Prevention Week.
Are you good with a gun at high elevations? The Park Service at the Grand Canyon may be able to use you, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
The National Park Service plans to thin a herd of bison in the Grand Canyon through roundups and by seeking volunteers who are physically fit and good with a gun to kill the animals that increasingly are damaging park resources. Shooters would be selected through a lottery. You can keep the meat. About 600 of the animals live in the region, growing fast. Much of the work would be done on foot in elevations of 8,000 feet or higher between October and May. Snowmobiles and sleds would be used to remove the bison meat and helicopters in rare instances, park officials say.
Apple fans are anxiously awaiting today's expected reveal of the company's latest iPhone.
It's expected Apple will announce not one, but three new models of its iPhone.
Two sort of more mid-range phones called possibly the 8 and 8S, which maybe represent less drastic changes than the iPhone X.
Dana Wolman with Engadget, that flagship iPhone X could have a lot of changes, possibly wireless charging and no home button. It was expected the company would have a dramatic update for the iPhone as it's the 10th anniversary. Besides the bells and whistles, the price tag is upgraded too. Rumors say the iPhone X could set you back a grand. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
7:11 now with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning in traffic, what we're hearing out there is that eastbound Kellogg is backed up all the way back past Ridge Road.
Whoa.
Because of that road construction.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a ways, so watch out there. Things running very slow over there in West Wichita. And Kellogg traffic update from KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing good. It's just, it seems like you're just, it's not a lot of challenge for you to do a forecast every day. You know what I'm saying?
It's very challenging. Each and every, if my boss is listening, it is a very challenging meteorological hurdle on a daily basis to pull this forecast out. And looks like today we had to change the numbers.
So
oh, yeah. Had changed the numbers today. Okay. Good.
We had an 87 yesterday. We had to make it an 88 today. That's a huge change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great deal of thought and meteorological confusion put in.
Yep, whatever.
No, listen, I mean, I can't even turn this into something that's not. It's a real persistent forecast. It remains extremely mild for us. The humidity's nice and low, 88. We've got going for a daytime high. Like I said, we hit 87 yesterday. Just delightful stuff. I hope you went out and took a super long run yesterday. You'll be able to do the same thing today.
Are we going to see any impact from Irma?
If you look to the east this morning, and you have this beautiful sunrise, and you see a deck of real high and mid-level clouds, that's Irma.
All right.
Off in extreme eastern Kansas, it's not going to impact Wichita or even central parts of the state. So we will see clouds on our eastern horizon. That's the only impact. And Irma is no longer even a tropical system now. It's not even a tropical storm. It's down around Atlanta. It's about probably 60 miles southwest of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But it's still putting down some pretty heavy rain back into Mississippi as well. But we're not going to get any impact. We could use some rain.
Yeah, really?
Not
40 inches, but we could earn some rain.
Yeah, early. Right. You know, I think maybe early next week we'll have some rain chances.
All right.
The pattern just warms a little bit every day through the weekend.
All right, thanks, Leon. The KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. Let's check in now with ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan live in Miami talking about Hurricane Irma and the aftermath. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Steve. Here in Miami, I think the best sign of recovery, an early sign, a psychological boost to the community, I think, came about an hour ago. I heard a kind of a rumble outside, stepped out onto the balcony and saw a jetliner coming over Biscayne Bay and approaching Miami International Airport. The airport is reopening today after several days. No flights at all have gone in or out since just before the storm came ashore. And so, that's a major sign that things are starting to get back to normal here. Still got millions and millions of people across five states that are without electricity today. That's the next step, is restoring power to all of those places.
North of you, Jacksonville and Charleston had a little problems, or some big problems, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they have. And remarkably, this storm, like Harvey a couple of weeks ago, is doing a lot of its damage after its hurricane status. In Jacksonville, there have been hundreds of high water rescues and situations going on up there with flooding, even moving up into Georgia and the Carolinas. It's causing a lot of problems. Right now, it's been downgraded. It's not even a tropical depression anymore. It's a post-tropical cyclone, Steve.
Really? Is that a term, post?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
A PTC then, huh? Yeah, post. Yeah. Okay.
That's what it's called, right.
All right, Jim.
It's just kind of a nuisance at this point. It's just raining a lot and causing some problems up in the Carolinas.
All right, thanks, Jim. Appreciate it, sir. ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan live in Miami this morning as we continue to watch the aft. Gosh, just flooding is causing all kinds of problems. In fact, it was on this date, September 12th in 2008, that we had a problem here in South Central Kansas.
Yeah.
When thunderstorms inundated the area with 5 to 12 inches of rain in one day. Hardest hit that day in 2008 was Wichita, where the west, northwest, and north sides of the air capital were inundated by 10 to 12 inches of rain.
Oh,
Mid-Continent Airport, now Eisenhower, set an all-time daily rainfall record by measuring 10.31 inches.
Oh, my.
On this date in 2008.
Boy.
You'll remember, Ted. On this date in 1959, Bonanza made its TV debut on NBC. Well, not one of my favorites. I was more a Gunsmoke fan myself, but, Bonanza made stars out of four guys there. Lauren Green, of course, the dad with the great big voice. He was from Canada, and I think he'd been a radio actor as well as
great voice.
Great voice. On this date in 1966, the Monkees made its debut.
Hey, hey.
On NBC. Hey, hey, we are the Monkees, and people think we monkey around. That was in 1966.
Very popular show for a couple of years.
It was. And in 1978, Taxi made its debut on ABC.
Oh, another funny show.
That's some very, very funny people in it. Yeah. That was on this date in 1978. All right. It's coming up on 7:18 with Steve and Ted, and Ted Woodward has sports this morning talking about now. A couple of football games last night. Had a late game last night as well, Ted. So people getting up this morning may not know anything about what happened to that one, right?
No, I assume they were all listening on KNSS.
Oh, that's
last
true.
Night.
They probably were. You're
I'm
right.
sure they're up on what's going on. Yeah, we had our double dip of opening weekend Monday Night Football last night, a special broadcast right here on KNSS. We started out with the Minnesota Vikings hosting the New Orleans Saints. Minnesota wins at home 29-19 to open up the season. Getting some playing time on the defense for the Vikings, former Kansas State Wildcat Terrence Newman had four tackles. Terrence Newman beginning his 15th year
really?
In the National Football League.
Wow, wow.
Still getting it done. And helping the Vikings to the win last night. Then the late game, you also heard right here on KNSS in Denver, the Broncos hosting the Los Angeles Chargers. And the Broncos win it 24-21. Of course, in that defensive secondary for the Broncos, a pair of former Kansas Jayhawks, both getting the start. Chris Harris at right corner for the Broncos had one tackle. It was for a loss, and he also broke up a pass. And in the left corner, you had another former Jayhawk, Aqib Talib, getting a tackle last night. Jayhawks helping the Broncos to that win last night in the season opener. You heard those games right here on KNSS. We'll be talking pro football tonight on the weekly Chiefs Kingdom Show, wrapping up, of course, a fantastic season opener and looking forward to Game 2, the home opener on Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. Make sure you're listening to Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show. It starts a little after 7 o'clock tonight right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Major League Baseball last night up in Kansas City. The Royals were behind in the first inning and never caught up. White Sox, the bottom team in the American League, walloped the Royals 11-3, pushing Kansas City three games behind for a playoff spot, only 19 games to go in the season. The Royals hosting Chicago in an afternoon game today, a rare Tuesday afternoon game. Royals-White Sox pregame coverage begins at 11:30 this morning. The game will start a little after noon. Listen to the Royals on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Colorado Rockies were in Phoenix last night and beat the Diamondbacks 5-4. That's five wins in a row now for the Rockies. That's a matchup of the two current wildcard contenders in the National League. Former Kansas City Royals pitcher Greg Holland coming out of the bullpen for the Rockies with a scoreless ninth inning for his 40th save of the season for the Rockies. That is tops in the National League.
Wow.
At sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
Is that guy coming out of the bullpen for the Kansas City Royals, couldn't we?
Well,
no.
When the Royals were contenders for the World Series, they had Greg Holland in the bullpen.
But no longer.
But no longer.
All right. Yeah,
two of the Royals' best bullpen guys are now over in the National League getting saves for the Rockies and the Cubs these days.
We're rapidly running out of games to make their big push.
But even if you did have those guys, it wouldn't help when you're losing 11-3 to the White Sox.
That's true, I guess, right? All right, 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Rush has some advice for Nancy and Chuck. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.